Is there something you have to pass as a monastic to where they, the rest of the Sangha will let you form your own monastery? Is there something that's not necessarily personal but structural?
Well, the, a good a good story to tell at this point is one of the monks, Western monks in our Sangha. Actually, he was here last rains retreat last summer, Ajahn Siripanyo. His father really was not up for him ordaining as a monk. He was really against it. And his father's a very successful person, a business person. And anyway, I can't believe that you're, you know, getting involved and devoting your life to organized religion. And Ajahn Siripanyo says, "Oh, Dad, you don't have to worry about that. Thai Buddhism isn't organized." I mean, there's no real procedure, or I mean, there is sometimes, but you know, it's a lot of it is agreements amongst a group of monks, and if you're not a part of that, then you're not really bound by it. And Ajahn Chah was—he had been training under a teacher, but he was also doing a lot of studying with other teachers, and so it wasn't really under a formal obligations. So that it was more up to his own personal feeling of, okay, if one, he felt ready. His teacher had cautioned him for quite some time to not be teaching yet. And then there was a shift where he was wasn't against him teaching, and then this invitation from his family came.